The Clearness Committee, A Communal Approach to Discernment in Retreats by Parker Palmer. Many of us face a dilemma when trying to deal with a personal problem, question, or decision. On the one hand, we know that the issue is ours alone to resolve and that we have the inner resources to resolve it, but access to our own resources is often blocked by layers of inner stuff, confusion, habitual thinking, fear, despair. On the other hand, we know that friends might help us uncover our inner resources and find our way, but by exposing our problem to others, we run the risk of being invaded and overwhelmed by their assumptions, judgments, and advice, a common and alienating experience. As a result, we often privatize these vital questions in our lives. At the very moment when we need all the help we can get, we find ourselves cut off from both our inner resources and the support of a community. For people who have experienced this dilemma, I want to describe a method invented by the Quakers, a method that protects individual identity and integrity while drawing on the wisdom of other people. It is called a Clearness Committee. If that name sounds like it is from the 60s, it is, the 1660s. From their beginnings over 300 years ago, Quakers needed a way to draw on both inner and communal resources to deal with personal problems because they had no clerical leaders to solve their problems for them. The Clearness Committee is testimony to the fact that there are no external authorities on life's deepest issues, not clergy or therapists or scholars. There is only the authority that lies within each of us waiting to be heard. Behind the Clearness Committee is a simple but crucial conviction. Each of us has an inner teacher, a voice of truth, that offers the guidance and power we need to deal with our problems. But that inner voice is often garbled by various kinds of inward and outward interference. The function of the Clearness Committee is not to give advice or fix people from the outside in, but rather to help people remove the interference so that they can discover their own wisdom from the inside out. If we do not believe in the reality of inner wisdom, the Clearness Committee can become an opportunity for manipulation. But if we respect the power of the inner teacher, the Clearness Committee can be a remarkable way to help someone name and claim his or her deepest truth. The Clearness Committee's work is guided by some simple but crucial rules and understandings. Among them, of course, is the rule that the process is confidential. When it is over, committee members will not speak with others about what was said and, equally important, will not speak with the focus person about the problem unless he or she requests a conversation. Guidelines for facilitating Clearness Committees at retreats. Facilitators assign members to committees. But before doing so, ask each focus person for a confidential list of any persons he or she especially wants to work with or feels unable to work with. Promise focus persons they will be given as many names from the first list as possible, and none from the second list. At a retreat, focus persons are asked to reflect on the following three areas: a concise statement of his or her problem. Even if it is not clear, this process can work as well with murky issues as with clear ones. A recounting of relevant background factors that may bear on the problem. An exploration of any hunches the focus person may have about what's on the horizon regarding the problem. This is done so that the focus person can present their problem orally to the committee at the start of the session in a concise but helpful way, 10 or 15 minutes maximum. Clearness committees last 2 hours. A detailed schedule is provided to all committee members before the process begins. When 15 and then 5 minutes remain, someone on the committee needs to notify the others, for reasons explained in Note 9 below. Committee members for whom note-taking enhances attentiveness may take notes, turning them over to the focus person before leaving the room. This helps guarantee confidentiality and is a great gift to the focus person, helping him or her remember the questions and answers in the hours, days, and months to come. The meeting begins when the focus person breaks the silence and gives a brief summary of the issue at hand. Then the committee members may speak, but everything they say is governed by one rule, a simple rule and yet one that most people find difficult and demanding. Members are forbidden to speak to the focus person in any way except to ask honest, open questions. This means absolutely no advice and no amateur psychoanalysis. It means no, why don't you? It means no, that happened to me one time, and here's what I did. It means no, there's a book, therapist, exercise, diet that would help you a lot. Nothing is allowed except real questions, honest and open questions. Questions that will help the focus person remove the blocks to his or her inner truth without becoming burdened by the personal agendas of committee members. I may think I know the answer to your problem, and on rare occasions I may be right. But my answer is absolutely no value to you. The only answer that counts is one that arises from your own inner truth. The discipline of the Clearness Committee is to give you greater access to that truth and allow you to have a personal dialogue with it, while the rest of us refrain from trying to define that truth for you or guide that dialogue. What is an honest, open question? It is important to reflect on this, since we are so skilled at asking questions that are advice or analysis in disguise. E.g., have you ever thought that it might be your mother's fault? The best single mark of an honest, open question is that the questioner could not possibly anticipate the answer to it. E.g., did you ever feel like this before? There are other guidelines for good questioning. Try not to get ahead of the focus person's language. E.g., what did you mean when you said, frustrated, is a good question, but didn't you feel angry, is not. Ask questions aimed at helping the focus person rather than at satisfying your curiosity. Ask questions that are brief and to the point rather than larding them with background considerations and rationale, which make the question into a speech. Ask questions that go to the person as well as the problem, for example, questions about feelings as well as about facts. Trust your intuition in asking questions, even if your instinct seems off the wall, e.g., what color is your present job, and what color is the one you have been offered? Normally, the focus person responds to the questions as they are asked, in the presence of the group, and those responses generate more and deeper questions. Though the responses should be full, they should not be terribly long. Resist the temptation to tell your life story in response to every question. It is important that there be time for more and more questions and responses, thus deepening the process for everyone. The more often a focus person is willing to answer aloud, the more material the person, and the committee, will have to work with. But this should never happen at the expense of the focus person's need to protect vulnerable feelings or to maintain privacy. It is vital that the focus person assume total power to set the limits of the process. So everyone must understand that the focus person at all times has the right not to answer a question. The unanswered question is not necessarily lost. Indeed, it may be the question that is so important that it keeps working on the focus person long after the Clearness Committee has ended. The Clearness Committee must not become a grilling or cross-examination. The pace of the questioning is crucial. It should be relaxed, gentle, humane. A machine gun volley of questions makes reflection impossible and leaves the focus person feeling attacked rather than evoked. Do not be afraid of silence in the group. Trust it and treasure it. If silence falls, it does not mean that nothing is happening or that the process has broken down. It may well mean that the most important thing of all is happening. New insights are emerging from within people, from their deepest sources of guidance. From beginning to end of the Clearness Committee, it is important that everyone work hard to remain totally attentive to the focus person and his or her needs. This means suspending the normal rules of social gathering, no chit-chat, no responding to other people's questions or to the focus person's answers, no joking to break the tension, no noisy and nervous laughter. We are simply to surround the focus person with quiet, loving space, resisting even the temptation to comfort or reassure or encourage this person, but simply being present with our attention and our questions and our care. If a committee member damages this ambiance with advice, leading questions, or rapid-fire inquisition, other members, including the focus person, have the right to remind the offender of the rules, and the offender is not at liberty to mount a defense or argue the point. The Clearness Committee is for the sake of the focus person, and the rest of us need to get our egos to recede. The Clearness Committee should run for the full time allotted. Don't end early for fear that the group has run out of questions. Patient waiting will be rewarded with deeper questions than have yet been asked. About 15 minutes before the end of the meeting, someone should ask the focus person if he or she wants to suspend the questions only rule and invite committee members to mirror back what they have heard the focus person saying. If the focus person says no, the questions continue, but if he or she says yes, mirroring can begin, along with more questions if they should arise. Mirroring does not provide an excuse to give advice or fix the person. That sort of invasiveness is still prohibited. Mirroring simply means exactly what the word suggests, reflecting the focus person's language and body language, giving him or her a chance to say, "Yes, that's me," or "No, that's not," though no response is required. In the final 5 minutes of the meeting, the clerk should invite members to celebrate and affirm the focus person and his or her strengths. This is an important time, since the focus person has just spent a couple of hours being very vulnerable. And there is always much to celebrate, for in the course of a clearness committee, people reveal the gifts and graces that characterize human beings at their deepest and best. Remember, the clearness committee is not intended to fix the focus person, so there should be no sense of letdown if the focus person does not have his or her problems solved when the process ends. A good clearness process does not end, it keeps working within the focus person long after the meeting is over. The rest of us need simply to keep holding that person in the light, trusting the wisdom of his or her inner teacher. The clearness committee is not a cure-all. It is not for extremely fragile people or for extremely delicate problems. But for the right person, with the right issue, it is a powerful way to rally the strength of community around a struggling soul, to draw deeply from the wisdom within all of us. It teaches us to abandon the pretense that we know what is best for another person and instead to ask those honest and open questions that can help that person find his or her own answers. It teaches us to give up the arrogant assumption that we are obliged to save each other and learn, through simple listening, to create the conditions that allow a person to find his or her wholeness within. If the spiritual discipline behind the clearness committee is understood and practiced, the process can become a way to renew community in our individualistic times, a way to free people from their isolation without threatening their integrity, a way to counteract the unhelpful excesses to which we sometimes take caring, and a way to create space for the spirit to move among us with healing and with power. Asterisk. For more clearness committee resources, visit the Center for Courage and Renewal website here.